AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Iowa, at the same time later today, will be President Trump and former Vice President and current presidential candidate Joe Biden. Before leaving the White House, President Trump talked about the former Vice President.
I think he's the weakest mentally, and I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here. The other ones have much more energy.
The president also talked about the tariff and immigration deal with Mexico. He pulled a letter out of his pocket.
I just give you my word, inside here, and I would love to do it, but you will freeze action it, you will stop it, you will analyze it, every single letter you'll see. But in here is the agreement.
And speaking of letters,
I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un. I can't show you the letter, obviously, but it was a very personal, very warm, very nice letter. I appreciate it.
The president will be speaking about renewable energy in Council Bluffs, Iowa, later today. On Capitol Hill, John Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure a victims' compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money. And not all lawmakers were there.
Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
Lawmakers say they support the bill and were monitoring other congressional business. A federal judge in Chicago is dismissing a lawsuit brought by a parks advocacy group that is trying to stop former President Obama's presidential center from being built in a lakefront park in Chicago. The Southern Baptist Convention has opened a national meeting in Alabama today that will be dominated by discussion of a large-scale sex abuse crisis in that church. There's a proposal making it easier to expel churches that mishandle abuse claims. This is AP Radio News. Amazon is pulling the plug on one of its businesses.
Amazon has a U.S. restaurant delivery service called Amazon Restaurants, but after 4 years, it just hasn't taken off due to competition from Uber Eats, DoorDash, and other services. It had offered delivery in more than 20 cities in the U.S. and was expanding into the U.K., but that was shut down late last year. But Amazon.com, Inc. has bought a stake in a British food company called Deliveroo, whose kangaroo logo is a common sight on bicycles and scooters in Britain. News of Amazon's U.S. closure was first reported by technology news site GeekWire. I'm Shelley Adler.
Cannabis has been legalized in some parts of the world, but the chief executive of next year's Tokyo Olympics is reminding potential visitors to the Games the substance is against the law in Japan. Cannabis is among the banned substances listed by the World Anti-Doping Agency for athletes at next year's Tokyo Olympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.